Welcome to the Tag Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetalkrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Talk Republic. I'm Carolina Guzik, your host, and today I have an important question for you. To get verified or not to get verified? That is the question. Shakespeare will be so proud of me of how I delivered that line. Maybe not. But anyways, that is what we're going to be talking about. Instagram has released their verification budget, whatever that blue check is, and they're selling like hotcakes. People are eating it up. They're loving it. And listen, good for you. If you have gotten your verification, do what makes you happy. Now, because I run a marketing podcast, I wanted to dive a little bit deeper and understand the benefits of getting verified, and I wanted to have conversations with a lot of you. So I want to thank all of you that got into my DMs. So we had clear conversations about the reasons why you think this is going to be great, and I'm going to share those answers with you. I'm going to keep the names private, but I thought the insights were really, really good, right? It's really good that when there is a new marketing opportunity or a marketing strategy or something that is new and trendy that we think we're going to implement into our business, that we take a moment and really consider the benefits that this is going to have for our business. Just because this works for Susie or Jacob or Mark doesn't mean that it's going to work for me or vice versa. So what I'm going to present to you in this episode is my findings and obviously my point of view. And then take this, you know, as a grain of salt. Take whatever is worth it for you, and if you disagree, that's also fine. We can have polite disagreements. So on, what was this? February 20, right? That was like the first time that I've heard about Instagram verification, and I took a screenshot of the news and I posted on my Instagram stories on The Talk Republic, and I asked all of you, I said, hey, what do you think about this? And I did a little poll and I said one of the answers were amazing and the other answer was trash. And 88% of the people that engaged in that poll said that it was trash. They're like, we don't like it. We don't want this. So that could have been the first reaction that we all got to the news, right? We have been using Instagram for free, and even though we play by the rules and we have to watch 1,000 advertisements, it is a free platform and it's going to stay free, right? This is just an option for people. So when the news rolled out, one of the carrots that they were like dangling in front of our face was that accounts that get verified were gonna get more exposure and they were gonna get more, you know, opportunities to grow. And that was exciting and also terrifying because I don't like when people manipulate situations like that, even though that happens daily, right? That's their business model and they are a business. They need to make money. So they need to do whatever they need to do to, you know, get paid. So anyways, at the time, February 20, I was like, yeah, no, I'm not interested in this. And 88% of you thought the same. You're like, well, we don't want this. Time passed by, April got here, and I start seeing a lot of you with your blue check. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna create another Instagram story asking so far if it is worth it. So I did another Instagram story on The Talk Republic, and I said, hey guys, zero judgment. I just want to know if it is worth it. I want to know your point of view. And I got a lot of DMs. So let's start with the basics and what actually Instagram is telling us, right? That said that introducing Meta Verified, you can access this if you live in the United States, Australia, or New Zealand. This is as of April 2023. And in order to get verified, you need to show your ID. You need to send, I believe, either a selfie video so they can compare your ID to the selfie, to the face on the account, and make sure that you are the person that says that it's verified. And then you have to pay $14.99 a month, and then you're good. You're good to go. You're verified. You have your blue check. Now, some of the benefits, according to Meta here on their website, is that you get exclusive features. You get exclusive stickers on Facebook and Instagram stories and Facebook Reels. I mean, I do a lot of stories with the stickers. I don't know if exclusive sticker is going to worth $14.99, but listen. Whatever they're trying to sell here, apparently it's working. It also says that you have proactive account protection, meaning that you get protection from impersonation with proactive account monitoring and secure your account with required two-factor authentication. This seems like a lot of words in here and a lot of protection and impersonation. And then they say two-factor authentication, but I have a free account. And my account is set up to have two-factor authentication. I don't know if they're gonna remove that benefit from free accounts, but as of right now, I have that on my account. So once again, I don't know if that benefit is worth an extra $14.99 a month. And the last thing that people seem to be really, you know, sold into is that you have direct account support, meaning that if you encounter a problem, you can actually call and like a real human is going to answer the question and help you out. And I'm gonna knock on wood because so far I haven't had any problems with my accounts. So hopefully it stays that way, but I could see how frustrating it would be if something happens to your account and then, you know, what have you. We all have heard horrible stories about accounts disappearing, accounts being hacked, all those things. Once again, knock on wood, please. I don't want that. So those are the four benefits that Meta is actually giving us. You know, for $14.99, these are your benefits. And for me, Carolina Guzik, as of right now, those benefits don't seem exciting enough. They don't seem worth enough $14.99. Again, I could change my mind tomorrow. Okay, just saying that. As of today, April 2023, I don't know. I'm not sold yet. So because I wasn't sold, I decided to ask all of you, right? So I created, again, this story on April 5th about seeing a lot of you with the blue badge, and I was asking if it was worth it, that I wanted to know. And a lot of you wrote me, and again, thank you so much for doing so, because conversations like these are important. I am not going to share the names of the people that send me DMs, but I'm going to read some of these comments. So here, a photographer in Florida, she says, "So happy you asked. There is so much confusion around this. I did a lot of research, and the main benefit for small businesses like us is getting legitimacy before potential clients. I want you to take, I'm going to stop in here for a second, and I want you to remember this." She says that this is going to be kind of like, we're going to be legit in front of potential clients. We're going to put a little note to this because we're going to come back to this. Then she continues saying, "It establishes as real business. You have live support from Facebook, and it makes it harder for you to lose your account." But like, the most important fact for her is being perceived as a solid business, as a legit business, okay? That's a good factor. Then I got another story here saying that this is another photographer, and they wrote, "You know, I was hacked in January. This is going to give me a little more support in case it happens again." So I imagine that if you had gone through your account being hacked, it is horrible because there is no way to contact anybody. So this is going to be good, right? And then this person also says, also Instagram tend to favor those who do the new rule out and try out the new things. So I've seen a small increase in followers and engagement. This could also be true. However, because of my own personal account, like I barely do any reels and my account engagement or followers has actually not decreased from, you know, before reels were introduced. So is this a placebo effect? Is this actually true? Are the new followers people that are potentially going to turn into clients? Like when you check their profiles, they're like in your city, you can see that they are like people that you will like to do business with. Or are these accounts like all of them coming from like another country? Because that for me isn't worth it. But again, these are just my opinions. We can all have one and we can respect each other. Now, another comment that I got is, I got it mostly for the support. So once again, since I lost my page once, also I spent $15 on stupid things every month, so I felt like the fee wasn't crazy. So again, if you have lost your account, I'm sure it is super worth it to have the opportunity to reach directly to somebody. Now, this person says here, I spend $15 on stupid things every month. We all do that, right? And I do feel like we have to be extremely grateful, because if you live in the United States, if you live in Canada, most likely, I don't want to generalize, but most likely $15 a month, especially when you're running a photography business, it's something that you can afford. I wonder how this is going to be for people that live in other countries, right? You know that I have an episode in Spanish every month, so I can reach my friends in Latin America. And I know that $15 compared to, for example, the Colombian peso, it is a good amount of money. That it's not like, you know, It's not a huge amount, but it's also not a small amount, just for like the benefits that, you know, that Meta is giving. So it makes me wonder how people in countries that the dollar isn't in favor to their currency, how they're going to see this. Are they going to be able to commit to this payment monthly? Is it going to be worth it for them? Food for thought. Another answer that I got here was, says, you can write it off as a business expense. It protects your account from being stolen, which is the worst, and it has happened to us. My stories views have gone up, but I'm giving it 90 days to see overall how it goes. I tried for years to get verified through all the right channels and never got it. So honestly, getting my name finally legit on Insta is cool. This person says, we shall see all the benefits come to play as time goes, but truly don't mind paying the $15, especially as a business thing. So again, if you have your business registered, this is a business expense that every year you can, you know, deduct from your taxes. So, you know, a fantastic way also to see this, right? And you know, somebody says here, like, I tried to get verified and it was kind of cool to see the blue, you know, the blue sticker right next to their name. What's going to happen when 80% of the accounts have a blue sticker next to their name and it's no longer something that is like an actual standing out? So when we do business, I think that is really important to see the big photo, I mean, the big picture, and sometimes to don't let what's hot and trendy dictate what we're doing, okay? But again, all of these are super valid comments. And as you can hear, the majority of them talk about accounts being hacked and them not being able to, you know, to access support easily. So like most likely they're using this because of the access to live support, which I think it's really, really good. So another answer that I got here was, this was very simple. They said, I just got it offered today. I'll see if it has any effect on my numbers. So I think that it will be worth it to revise this episode in about 3 months. And maybe I will reach out to all these people and see, hey, was it worth it? Are you still paying for it? Tell me more. So TBD, we're going to do this again in 3 months and see where they are at with their numbers or where I am. Maybe in 3 months I have joined and maybe I have more insights to tell you. But as of today, April 2023, I am not verified. Anyways, but all this talk with photographers and the majority of them saying, you know, the hacking thing, but also the, hey, I want to look legit in front of my future clients, got me thinking, because I also think that is a good point, right? I want to be as professional as possible when somebody interacts with my business. I want them to come to my, whether it's my website or my Instagram, and feel secure. So isn't the blue check going to add that layer to my potential clients of, you know, trust and security? Friend, this is a short podcast intermission to remind you that every month I am uploading actionable short tutorials about SEO, blogging, content creation, website reviews, and much more on my Patreon. Each tutorial has a very specific goal to help you level up an aspect of your business. You can access these tutorials at any time and as many times as you need to. In addition, each month I am also hosting a live call where you can ask any questions regarding your business or marketing strategies. This is like having a tiny coaching call with me. You can currently access over 50 tutorials for only $10 a month. Join today. I have a direct link on the notes of this episode for you to check it out. Now, back to the episode. So I went into my Carolina Guzik account. The majority of people that follow me there, they're not photographers, they're not in the industry, they're just like normal people that like photography or that want to hire me or that have worked with me in the past. So I asked them how important it is for you when hiring a photographer that that person is verified on Instagram. So I give them three options. One was like, yeah, super important. Another option was not at all, I don't care. And the last option was it does add credibility. So nobody voted for the yeah, I need that. 89% of the results that I got said that not at all, they don't care. And 11% said that it adds credibility. So in my audience, right, we all have, even though we all do the same, right, we're all photographers here, we all have different audiences. So my audience says that they don't care about it. So that gives me, you know, that gives me data, that gives me information. You guys know that I've been drilling you about data and knowing your numbers, because once you know your data, you can make decisions. So the answers that I receive help me with the decision of not paying for Instagram as of today. Once again, that can change. Now, when I ask on my Carolina Guzik photography if this was important, one of the DMs that I received from a former client, she says, not gonna lie, the blue mark scares me for vendors. Whenever I see a blue mark, I think, oh, they're gonna overcharge and be really impersonal. I've never saw it that way, but again, I think this is like one of those psychological things that, you know, people have different reactions to it. So I don't think that that will be the overall feeling that people has, but, you know, worth mentioning here. Now, because you know that I love me a good, you know, question and polls on my Instagram stories, after asking if the blue check was important to them and getting, you know, this massive reply of people saying, not at all, I don't care, then I asked them this question, and is, when hiring a photographer, how important it is for you that they actually have a website? And I only give them two options, very important or IG is enough. 91% said that it was very important to them. Now, in this poll, more people voted compared to the blue mark. Like, I saw more interaction. More people were actually sending me DMs being like, I will never hire somebody that doesn't have a website and things like that. So I think, once again, when we are focusing on our marketing strategies, what is the overall goal? What is what we're trying to convey with the things that we do? For me, my website is super important because I can establish myself as an authority on my industry with my website. I can create blog posts. I can, you know, change my images every so often to keep my website updated. Things like that. My website ranks, you know, really high on Google. So that is what for me brings value. And it seems that for my audience, that's what it's important. So if you are on the fence about paying this $14.99 a month, very simple, ask your audience, is this important to you when hiring a professional? And tag me on that. I would love to know, because again, your results could be completely different than my results, because once again, even though we're all photographers, your audience might value things that my audience doesn't, and vice versa. So important, right? Ask your questions, know your data, know your results, and then you can make educated predictions, right? Because this is all a prediction, and see how things will work for you, okay? So as of right now, April 2023, I'm going to wait it out. I'm going to see how this works out for others. I'm going to see if it's worth it. I'm going to, you know, sit back and, you know, let the first batch of, you know, people that join see what the actual results are. Why am I going to do that? Once again, because my audience has given me the answers. This is not important for my audience. So I would advise you or invite you to ask those simple questions on Instagram stories and see what the result is. So something that is really important is to know that this blue mark is not going to fix a broken business. What do I mean by that? If you are not providing good customer service, if you are not innovating on your photo shoots, right? If you are not wowing your clients, if you are not in good relations with the vendors that work around you, you can pay as much as you want to have this blue check right next to your name. That is not going to give you more clients. That is not going to compensate for what you are lacking in other parts of your business. Okay? This blue mark is just an extra. Your business is doing good. You're settled, you know, you're working on your business, but your clients love you, you have, you know, referrals from vendors. This is an extra. If you are thinking about getting this blue mark because you're like, you know what, I am not booking, I am, this thing isn't working out, so I'm just gonna pay extra because that's what's going to fix it, you're gonna be disappointed and you're gonna put that money into the garbage. I'm being 100% honest. The second thing I wanted to mention is that if you're doing this because, oh, it is super cool and I just want that blue mark, but again, your business isn't delivering, your business isn't making money, you still are going to lose money. So what I would guarantee, what I would advise you is that if you have an extra $15 a month to invest in a blue mark, but your business is not at the place that you want it to be, there are so many talented people on Patreon hosting conversations, tutorials, what have you, and they start as low as $5. You can find tons of people that are related to photography on Patreon. I do have a channel, but this is not about me. This is about, like, you know, invest that money in something that is actually going to give you the tools to make your business better. If your business is good, then fantastic. You don't need, you can be luxurious and pay extra to have this blue badge. But if you're struggling, please invest that money in something that is going to give you the tools to make your business better. All right, and that is all for today. Catch you next week with another marketing tip or a guest. Until then, ciao.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoyed today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? Join our marketing community group. Just search for The Tog Republic Group on Facebook. Until next week.